All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are Senate Bill 95. We're going to defer to Tuesday. Senator Dennard, his chief person that was going to testify, was sick and cannot be here to Tuesday. So we're going to defer that one to Tuesday. Senate Bill 99. Senator Koski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is a fairly short bill, no matter what the comments before the meeting started were intended to imply. This is a good bill. Some of you remember in 98, we passed a law that required all intrastate trucks to meet the safety regulations, the federal safety regulations for intrastate trucking. They adopted interstate regulations for intrastate trucking, which meant that there was a lot more requirements. And a lot of those laws we had on the books before that time, we had in our own statutes. But when we adopted the federal code, there was more things that were involved. We did that for a couple of reasons. One was for uniformity. The other one, also, we were losing some motor carrier safety assistance program dollars. And Captain Rao is in the back corner if you want to ask more questions about that. One of the things that we did, we find just a little history. That bill was up before Transportation Committee quite a few years on the House side and kept holding it off and holding it off. Finally, I got the brakes fixed on my truck, so then we let the bill through. So a little bit of history of that. But anyway, one of the things that has happened is some of the requirements was that you have an annual inspection. And what I'm doing today is just asking that we put the offense for violation, we change it from a Class 2 misdemeanor to a petty offense. And that's all it does is it just takes out that Section 396, which is inspection, repair, and maintenance. And I should have brought a copy of that. Again, it's a section that has to do with annual safety inspections, and it just makes it makes it a petty offense rather than a Class 2 misdemeanor. Reduces the penalty. That's all the bill does.
Questions from the committee? Seeing none. Thank you, Senator. Are there any other proponents of Senate Bill 99? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 99? With that, we'll close it to committee action. Senator.
If I could, is it possible to have Captain Rao?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you care to answer any questions, Captain Rao? They have no position. So we will close it off to committee action. Senator Valesky. I have a second. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 99? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Aiken. McCracken.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye. Senate Bill 99 will go out with due pass recommendation. Okay. I would remind the committee and the people that are testifying that we are live on the net. House Bill 1055. Welcome, Mr. Secretary.
I think you guys are going to be out here really early.
House Bill 1055 changes the application date.
Excuse me, Commissioner, if you would state your.
Oh, I'm Jim Berg, Chairman of the Public Utilities Commission. House Bill 1055 changes the application date for the renewal of motor carrier bingo stamps. That's for the exempt carriers and the registration receipts for the SSRS, single state registration system, to coincide with the expiration dates of these permits. The present language requires an exempt motor carrier or a regulated motor carrier to submit a renewal application for the upcoming calendar year by the first day of December. If a motor carrier fails to submit an application by this date, then its current registration is canceled and no further interstate movement may be permitted until a motor carrier has re-registered. However, both a bingo stamp and the registration receipt remain in effect until December 31st. Thus, there is an inconsistency between the permit application and the expiration dates. The proposed changes allows the current year permit to remain in effect until the permit's expiration, regardless of whether or not the carrier intends to renew for the following year. Last year, just for information, last year the commission issued permits to 1,135 single state federal highway authority truckers and 2,766 exempt motor commodity haulers. The highway patrol enforces compliance by ensuring that the motor carriers are properly registered during checks at the ports of entry, way stations, safety inspections, and other spots. And actually the effect of this without this, and I don't know why it's gone on this long, happening this way, but if somebody decided not to renew, they would actually only have their permit now be good for 11 months because they decided not to renew, so they didn't renew on December 1st, so immediately they're jerked rather than lasting till the end of the month when the registration actually is, and all this is for is to clear that up. And I have no idea how it's gone on this long.
Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
Commissioner Burke, what is a bingo stamp?
That's a card where they can put a stamp in for each state they carry in. That's why they call it a bingo stamp, because you get a little sticker and you put it into the square for the state that they actually travel in.
Thank you, Commissioner Burke.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1055? Are there any opponents for House Bill 1055? Seeing none, we'll close it to committee action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dietrich.
I would move to pass.
Do we have a second? Second by Senator McCracken. Any further discussion on House Bill 1055? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Senate Bill 1055 have received the majority of votes. I send it to the floor. Do pass. Yes, sir.
I would move that we place this on the consent calendar.
Are there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Valesky. All in favor by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
Go
down with consent.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of these explanations. Somebody wants them to use for either, if they do get it, either Congress.
Okay. All right. Leave them with the Secretary. It'll be fine. Do we have any further business here? We will have a full calendar on Tuesday, so I'll look and check your schedule what needs to be done, okay? I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Second.
Second.
By McCracken. We are adjourned.